This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for September 2012. Tonight, presidential comment, headquarters news, Awaro update, and on the international scene,
Kosovo takes to the ham radio airwaves.
Yes, that and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meachins at L2BHF in Nelson. Presidential comments lead the way tonight. Here's our NZART President, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC. Vaughan?
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. It is with great sadness that I have to report the sudden and unexpected passing of the President of the Wireless Institute of Australia, Michael Owen, VK3KI, on the afternoon of Saturday, the 22nd of September. Since the 1960s, Michael has had a significant influence on the development of amateur radio, both in Australia and internationally, through his involvement in IARU Region 3, where he held the position of IARU Vice President for 10 years before becoming Chairman of Directors for Region 3. He participated in many IARU committees and was a member of the IARU Observer Team at a number of world radio conferences, in particular WRC03, where he was responsible for a major revision to Article 25, which defines the amateur service. Those of you who have attended our annual conferences will know and remember Michael, who was a regular visitor and a true friend of NZART. He was highly respected by all who knew and worked with him, both in his professional career as a lawyer and for his work with amateur radio. He was a tireless worker for amateur radio and will be very sadly missed by a great number of people. Michael's funeral was held on Friday the 28th of September, and we were represented by Peter Lake, ZL2AZ, who attended in his capacity as a director of Region 3. Michael is survived by his wife Nan and his two daughters. On behalf of you all, I have extended our deep condolences to Michael's family and friends. Elections for the position of President and Council of your association will be held early next year, with nominations closing at the end of this year. Wouldn't it be great if we could have an election for all the council positions in all the electoral districts? Please give this some thought and consider standing if you are asked by your fellow amateurs. If you're not sure what's involved, please email me, zl1tgc@nzart.org.nz, and I'll be happy to send you some information. You will all have heard or seen the material from Debbie about the upcoming membership drive, so I won't go into any detail here. It's on target to kick off in November, and I hope will result in some much-needed new members. What is a little disappointing is the total lack of feedback on the subject of what you would like to see in the way of promotional material. On last month's official broadcast, Debbie made an appeal for branches to let her know what would help you do a better job of promoting amateur radio and NZART at junk sales, market days, and other occasions when you want to get out and promote amateur radio. We do have a small budget for the purchase of banners and similar aids to help promote our hobby, but we don't want to spend money on something that's not useful to you. Please let Debbie know at headquarters what you'd like to see us have available, as at the moment we only have the brochure on amateur radio available as a handout. Finally, a last reminder about JOTA, that's Jamboree on the Air, which is coming up over Labor Weekend, the third weekend in October. If you have not done so yet, how about getting in touch now with your local scout or guide organisation and see what you can do to help them. JOTA is an excellent opportunity to introduce amateur radio to younger people, and I hope you'll take advantage of this. That's all for this month, and it's back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Vaughan. Vaughan Henderson, the President of NZART. A final reminder tonight of the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society's table sale. It's to be held next Saturday, the 6th of October, at the Longburn Hall, State Highway 56 in Longburn. The start time is 8 a.m. for vendors only and 9 a.m. for buyers. Now there's prize draws and raffles throughout the day, and food and beverages will be on sale. Remember, bring cash with you, as there'll be no IFPOS. Full details are available on the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society's website, www.zl2ko.org.nz. That's the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society's table sale next Saturday, the 6th of October. Onwards to Upper Hutt we go, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. I may sound like I'm repeating myself. However, for the benefit of those who do not receive HQ InfoLine, I am reporting the last couple of important issues for you all to consider and assist where possible. A list of call signs of amateurs that Radio Spectrum has been unable to contact and call signs that RSM has been informed were held by silent keys has now been circulated through HQ InfoLine and available on request from me. RSM have been attempting to contact all the amateurs listed in SMART to see whether the information held is correct and up to date over the last few months. Under the Radio Communications Act 1989, Section 24A, amateurs are required to update changes of address within 1 month of the address change. RSM have managed to contact most amateurs, but there are over 150 who they have not been able to contact either by email or by post. The call signs of these amateurs, many of whom are silent keys, have been moved into a special reserved category in SMART and will become available for reallocation in about a year's time unless the holder contacts RSM. If you need to see a list of these call signs, please contact me urgently. Branches should now be considering any remits they may wish to send in for consideration by Council and next year's AGM in Masterton. Also, anyone who is considering standing for a position on Council or President should be making it known within their branch. The call for nominations by the Returning Officer will be included in the October issue of Break-In. Subscriptions are due by the 31st of December 2012. However, if you wish to take advantage of the $10 rebate, please ensure I receive your payment by the end of November this year. Finally, any items of interest or upcoming events that you want advertised to a wider network, please let me know so I can include it in HQ InfoLine. Well, that's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZRT Business Manager. The 2012 Oceania DX Contest is now only 1 week away, with the phone SSB section next weekend and the CW section the following weekend. The phone section runs 0800 UTC Saturday 6 October to 0800 UTC Sunday 7 October, with CW running at the same times the following weekend. You can find more information and the rules in the contest rules section on the NZART webpage. For a look now at international amateur radio news, we join the amateur radio newsline's Jim Dameron, N8TMW.
The Republic of Kosovo is now officially on the air. Station Z60K near Pristina commenced amateur radio operation shortly after 1700 UTC September 17. The call had been issued to the club station of the Amateur Radio Association of Kosovo. For this operation, QSL via G3TXF or using club log. It's been noted that as Kosovo is not yet a member of the United Nations, nor does it have an assigned call sign block allocated by the International Telecommunications Union, it does not meet the established requirements of the ARRL's DXCC program at this time. However, CQ has recognized Kosovo as a separate entity for its award and contest programs since 2007. More is online at www.art-ks.org. Amateur radio will once again be a part of Australia's National Fun Flight Day this coming November 4th. Amateur Radio Newsline's Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, has the details.
National Fun Flight Day is an event staged by Australian flying clubs to provide pleasure flights for children and families touched by adversity. Amateur radio began its association with this event back in 2011. That's when the Victoria-based Midland Amateur Radio Club and its station VK3CMZ were invited to participate in the National Fun Flight Day by the Bendigo Flying Club. The Midland Club was more than happy to oblige, and an operating HF, VHF and UHF station was set up at the event site. A handheld in a plane also provided communication back to children on the ground. The operation was deemed a major success, and the Midland Committee saw it as a worthwhile national amateur radio event. So it then approached the Fun Flight manager regarding other amateur clubs' participation. The result of the meeting was very positive, and contact information has now been provided to participating flying clubs so that they too can contact their nearest amateur radio club. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meachins at L2BHF in Nelson, New Zealand.
More event information on this Fun in the Sky event down under is online at www.funflight.org. The Amateur Radio Newsline fan page on Facebook has just passed the 1,000 subscriber point. In fact, as we go to air, the number of members subscribed stands at 1,004. The page is managed for Amateur Radio Newsline by James Pasterfield, KB7TBT, who devotes a lot of time and energy to it. So as we pass the 1,000 mark and hopefully head toward 2,000 or more, we want to pause to thank KB7TBT for his volunteerism in making the page possible and to all of you who contribute to it. If you are on Facebook but have not yet joined the Amateur Radio Newsline family, you can find us there by simply typing Amateur Radio Newsline in the blue Facebook search line. We'd love to have you there with us. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, at the editor's desk, I'm Jim Dameron, NATMW, saying 73 from Charleston, West Virginia. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2012, all rights reserved.
Thank you, Jim. And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. The Western Suburbs Branch 03 are holding their used equipment sale on Saturday the 13th of October at the Rosebank Road Primary School, 217 Rosebank Road in Avondale, Auckland. Note that there's plenty of parking at the venue. The doors open to sellers only at 8 a.m. and for buyers at 9 a.m. There'll be an entry charge of $2. A cafeteria will be in operation with hot sausages, biscuits, tea and coffee and such like. Contact information for the tables and the costs is all available on the NZRT website. That's the Western Suburbs Used Equipment Sale on Saturday the 13th of October at 9 a.m. It's Waro News Time, and it's a very good evening now to Rosemary Zidell, 1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. Well, Waro News is scarce this month, so instead of news, I've got some reminders for members. Joel NZL 1UJB is the Waro Librarian Archivist, and I've received a request from her asking that Waro members or their families who are considering disposing of any copies of the Waro Bulletin to please contact her before they do so. Jolene would like to get together a collection of back copies of the bulletin that could be lent or given to members for research or to complete their own collections. Bulletins of any age would be welcome, and Jolene said her 1UJB can be contacted at her email or snail mail address, which you will find inside the front cover of any bulletin magazine or NZART call book from the past 15 years. Jolene would also like any old photos, papers, newspaper clippings to do with New Zealand women and amateur radio. This could be a good time to tally up contacts to start off one of the Waro Awards. Only 10 contacts with Waro members are needed to qualify for the HF or VHF award, and shortwave listeners need to log 20 contacts. If you've already completed the initial contacts and have received your certificate, you can get an endorsement sticker for every 5 contacts you have after that initial 10. More information can be found in any Waro bulletin or on the ZL6YL website, which can be accessed through a link at www.nzart.org.nz. Well, that's all from Waro for this September, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. A final reminder tonight that the 60th Annual Doug Gorman Memorial Frequency Measuring Contest will be held tomorrow night, Monday the 1st of October 2012, commencing at 2100 hours NZST. The rules for this also are on the NZRT website. With his latest update in the area of antenna restrictions and district plans, here's Mike Newman, ZL1BNB, reporting from Whanganui.
Welcome news this month. We have received the final decision of Judge John Smith on the appeal against the Tauranga City Plan. The plan changes that have given us significant gains in planning law are now in effect. I understand that several new installations that were being held back will now go ahead, requiring no resource consent. Of course, building consent is still required. Our gains in Tauranga have not been without some public reaction. Residents of Veda Glen, a small area in Tauranga, petitioned their council to take further action by an appeal to the High Court. Wisely, the council has declined to support the petition, and details of this have been posted to the NZART members' mailing list. Has your district plan review reached the stage of being publicly notified and closure of submissions? If so, you have no further opportunity to provide input. If, however, your district plan has not yet been notified or the submission period is still open, then the opportunity still exists for you to provide input to the plan seeking more favourable rules for amateur antennas. It is vital that you do not let this opportunity pass, or you may be locked into an egregious plan with bad rules for up to 10 years. The plan process might seem to be a little difficult to some. Remember, I am here to advise branches and where necessary, support them in presenting submissions to councils. Don't let your branch overlook the opportunities you have to influence your council, and don't allow your council to fob you off. The matter of amateur antennas and district plan rules should be on the agenda of branch meetings, and branches should be in touch with their councils, remembering that councils can promote changes any time, not just every 10 years. It is easy to do nothing, but if you do nothing, you will get nothing. Having adequate antenna installations is vital to enabling us to continue our wonderful hobby of amateur radio. Let's keep it that way. Thank you for listening. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Newman, ZL1BNB, NZRT's local government liaison officer. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's time to head to Christchurch. It's branch news. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start with the Radio Electronics Group, Branch 89 NZART. The next meeting is on Saturday the 13th of October at the club rooms at the Glenview Club, 211 Peacock Road, starting at 1 p.m. with a potluck lunch. Kevin Murphy will be testing antennas and handheld radios. You'll be able to find out how well your antenna is matched to your rig and what the deviation of your handheld is. Bring your handheld and antenna and your HF rig if it's in a mobile installation. Now to the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club, Branch 28 NZART, which meets at Heritage Park in Whangarei on Wednesday the 3rd of October, starting at 7:30 p.m. The guest speaker will be Peter Aiken, ZL1TX, who will speak about his trip to the Oshkosh Fly-In Air Show in Wisconsin in the US. From the 29er, newsletter of North Shore Branch 29 NZART. The October meeting will be on Monday the 1st at 400 East Coast Road, Mairangi Bay in North Shore City. Dennis, ZL1TAY, will give his next instalment on the British radar development. The Music Point Radio Group, Branch 86 NZART, has its next meeting on Sunday, October the 14th, starting 1 p.m. Guest speakers are Grant, ZL1GKB, and Dave, ZL1ADR, who are talking on teleprinters and related gear. Grant, ZL1GKB, used to visit the ZLD station back in the 1970s to service the Creed teleprinters, and Dave, ZL1ADR, is a Creed teleprinter aficionado who will bring along one or two of his machines from his collection. To the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society, where the club will be holding an exam night for all new hams to sit their radio exam on Tuesday, the 2nd of October, open to anyone who wants to sit their amateur license. For any questions or to join in the exam, please email webmaster@zl2ko.org. The next meeting of the Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART will be held on Monday, October the 1st, starting 7:30pm at the club rooms at the Philip Evans Reserve in Waterloo in Lower Hutt. This will be a show and tell evening, and you're asked to bring along your projects or other non-radio related subject of interest. And finally, Nelson Branch 26 has its next meeting on Wednesday the 17th of October, starting 7:30pm at the Nelson Car Club Rooms in Bolt Road. Jim, ZL2BHF, will talk on the New Zealand television coverage of the London 2012 Olympics. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. Headquarters Info Line is a twice-a-month bulletin of news from NZART headquarters emailed directly to members. You can subscribe for your copy of this bulletin of news on the NZART webpage at www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday, the 28th of October. Until then, this is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for September 2012. Good night, everyone. Good night now.